Straya. How you gone? That's right, man. It's NBA Strayer. It's Monday, March 26th. Where's the year going, bro? It's just flying by. And I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, just while repping Straya. Just a little bit. All right, we're wrapping all 25 games from the weekend. All 25 of them. Gonna do it real quick. Got a new system. It's gonna be fun. plus, we've got all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah. Better than Lonzo Ball. The unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check in on every Australian NBA player just to see how they're going, mate. And of course, we've got our new segment, our back takeouts. Need some shrimp with your take? And it's Monday, so we add to Andrew Gay's Fundamentally Sound Hall of Fame and offer up a dickhead of the weekend before we finish off with a new deli review. Yes, I love a good deli review. And he's talking about a superhero movie. Love it. All right, it's NBA Australia. It's Monday. Let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Manny Deli Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is the daily whip around right there. We whip around the NBA, recap all the stuff that's fit to talk about. So in the news, I mean, we saw on Friday, we didn't get to talk about this because it happened Friday night. Steph Curry came back against the Hawks and came back from his ankle injury and then proceeded to sprain his MCL in his left knee. So it's a grade 2 MCL sprain, and he'll be reevaluated in 3 weeks. Woj is all like, hey, he could return near the start of the playoffs. And then Steve Kerr, the coach of the Warriors, is like, yeah, nah, bruh. Probably not around the first round, I reckon. What do you reckon? And meanwhile, another on the opposite coast there, we're going west to east. Kyrie had a procedure on the weekend. Kyrie Irving, Aussie Kyrie, and he's out 3 to 6 weeks. The good news, there's some good news in there as well, but we'll get to that in a little bit. So, the weekend. How was the weekend? How's your weekend? Oh, I got shit-faced and saw Gang of Youths last night. God damn, what a band. Bit emotional up in there. Fucking tear to the eye. Love you. Anyway, good on you, Gang of Youths. That was a fucking sick show. Nothing like seeing an Australian band play to like 1,000 people in New York. Especially when it's a band that I reviewed for Rolling Stone I fucking love. So that was a good one. All right, winners on the weekend. Me, because I saw Gang of Youths. Who else? The Sixers. They are 28-12 since Christmas. And on Saturday, clinched a playoff berth. Yo, trust that mo-effing process, am I right? Holy shit, we'll talk about that game a little bit later in detail. You know about that. The Cavs, they had a cushy weekend. Oh, wait, we should play the winner, shouldn't we?
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me.
That's right, the winners. So we had the Sixers, we got the Cavs because they had a cushy weekend, took care of business. They beat the Suns and the Nets. Just, you know, a couple of nice get-right games there for LeBron and co. Phoenix and Dallas, good tanking blokes. Both lost their games over the weekend. Suns have now lost 11 straight. The Mavs have lost 5 straight, and that's not... the Mavs, they lost to Charlotte and gave up 23 rebounds to Dwight. So you know they're tanking hard, and also probably means they'll sign Dwight next year. Nice one, Phoenix. Nice one, Dallas. And then the final winner from the weekend, the Houston Rockets. Everybody else is falling apart. The Rockets have won 9 straight and have just won 60 games for the first time in franchise history, man. James Harden, he's wrapped up MVP, and they can now happily stagger a little bit of rest, I guess, for Chris Paul and Harden down the rest of the NBA season stretch. There, not bad. You'll take that. 60-14. Good job, Rockets. Crushing it. And how about the losers from the weekend?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys. Shut up. Loser.
Yeah, losers. That's it. I love that drop. It's so good. Losers on the weekend. Joe Harris. He had a career-high night. He had 30 points against his old team, the Cavs. But no one cares because LeBron damn near killed that boy. Holy shit, LeBron. dunked all over Joe Harris, made him just like reconsider everything he's ever done in his life. It was beautiful. We'll talk about LeBron's performance a little bit later. The Magic, what are you doing, you morons? Can't even tank right. Started the weekend, tied for the third worst record. Ended the weekend, tied for fifth. Yeah, that's pretty shit. And they're also going into their easiest stretch of the schedule where they have 8 winnable games. Do you trust the Magic to lose those games? I fucking don't. Because they keep doing dumb shit like winning random games. Ugh, morons. Speaking of morons, the Wizards. Dudes, you can't lose to the Knicks and expect to be the 4 seed in the East. That's like mutually exclusive at this point. Turns out they're not better without John Wall after all. They've lost 3 straight. They're only 1.5 games out of 8 at the moment. That is absolutely bananas. And then the final loser of the weekend, Carmelo Anthony. Oh, Jesus. We're going to talk about him in Old Mate No Mates. But let's get to the game wraps from the weekend. Let's do that. So Friday, we're going to whip through these as quick as possible. So Friday, the Raptors beat the Nets. We had 2 triple-doubles in this, though. D'Angelo Russell at 18, 11, and 13. And Kyle Lowry. Big booty. Kyle Lowry. D'Angelo. Kyle Lowry. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. Raps. Snuck it out. Had to outscore the Nets by 11 in the fourth to win it. Jesus. The Pacers beat the Clippers in a crucial one thanks to Bojan Bogdanovic. 28 points. Not bloody bad there, Bojan. Lou Will. He had 27 and 10. Clippers lose 109-104. The Nuggets, they beat the Wizards 108-100. Nikola Jokic, 25 points. Had 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Yes, very good. Bradley Beal, he had 24-4-5. The Wiz, man. Just mentioned them at the top. Can't lose these fucking games, especially to the Nugs, who are like also scrapping. The Cavs, they won 120-95 over the Suns. LeBron had a good game. We'll talk about that. Marquise Chris woke up. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Suns still got slaughtered. Just how it goes, mate. The Timberwolves, they took care of the Knicks. Not bloody bad, mate. In MSG, Karl Anthony Towns has 24 points, 13 rebounds, but it's Tim Hardaway Jr., mate. 39. That is unbelievable, Tim.
Not bloody bad, mate.
The Bucks, they beat the Bulls in Chicago, 118-105. Shabazz Muhammad coming up big for the Bucks. Sans Giannis. How's that? They win it. Denzel Valentine, he had 20 points and 5 rebounds. The Thunder beat the Heat in OKC on Friday. Rusty Westbrook, 29 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists up against Bloodsport. James Johnson, 23 points, 4 rebounds. Crushed it. The Spurs beat the Jazz. How is this one? It's on the back of 45 points by LaMarcus Aldridge. 124-120. An absolute corker of a game. Goes to overtime. I had to rewatch this on Saturday because we were out getting shit-faced on Friday for my buddy Pat's birthday. 45 points for LaMarcus. 25 for Patty Mills. We'll talk about that in the Australian Player Watch. But pretty bloody good old dear Ricky Rubio out there. 20 points, 9 assists. How about Donovan? Fucking Mitchell. Basically sent this to overtime by himself. He had 35, did Donovan fucking Mitchell. That's, you know, we're going to bring this up, you know. 35 points on 36 shots. He goes 14 to 36, but, I mean, come on. He hit the OT going 3. So, you're a bad man, Donovan Mitchell. A bad fucking man. But the Spurs, they eke it out. LaMarcus, man, 45-9 is awesome. Celtics, they beat the Blazers in Portland with, like, no players thanks to Marcus Morris. 30 points. CJ McCollum had 26-7-4, 105-100. The Celtics win. Not bad. And then the Warriors eke one out over the Hawks. 106-94. And lose Steph Curry in the process. He had 29-7 before he went out too. Just showing you how bloody good he is. Now, Saturday, there was only 5 games, so we went through those ones. The Sixers beat the Wolves. Handled them handily as well. Kicked the crap out of them, dude. They were up like a terrifyingly, 27 points, I think, going into the fourth. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, crushed it. We're going to talk about him at length. Gorgie Jang, he had 15 and 11. But Sixers, man, cruising along. Pistons, they beat the Bulls, 117-95. Denzel had 18. Andre Drummond had 15 points and 20 rebounds. The Magic beat the Suns. What are you doing? Alfred Payton, he's like, fuck you guys. I'm going to score 14 points. No good, but Aaron Gordon, though, 29 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, and almost triple-double for the Magic man, Air Gordon. Still, Magic, what are you doing? You shouldn't win those games. The Rockets, they beat the Pelicans pretty handily, 114-91. Anthony Davis, 25 points, 8 rebounds. Clint Capela had 18 and 16. Jeez, the Lakers, they beat the Grizzlies because the Grizzlies are shit. Kuzma had 25 and 10. DeMichael Green had 17 and 16 for the Grizz. 193 of the Lakers win that. And then the Hornets, they beat the Mavs, as mentioned earlier. Dwight Howard had 23 rebounds. But you know what we say here on NBA Australia? Fuck Dwight Howard. He had 18 and 23. Fuck that guy. Dennis Smith Jr. leads the Mavs, even if they lost by four. That's perfect for the Mavs. Dennis Smith Jr. gets more run. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. They're going to keep losing. They need to keep losing. And look, when you're losing the Hornets, it's just sad. But look, you got to do what you got to do. The Cavs, so moving on to Sunday, the Cavs beat the Nets. Had to come from behind to beat the Nets. And they did, thanks to LeBron. We'll talk about his performance in just a second. But Joe Harris, as mentioned, a career-high 30 points. Also had 7 rebounds and got dunked into oblivion. Good job, Cavs, solidifying that third playoff spot. The Bucks at home beat the Spurs 106-103. LaMarcus Aldridge backs up 45 with another 34. And Giannis, the Greek Freak, came back leading the Bucks to the win with 25 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. But LaMarcus, mate, just quietly kicking some ass. I still think he's a flog, but geez, can't argue with those numbers. No one else is on this fucking team anyway, so someone's got to do it, I guess. Good job, LaMarcus Aldridge. Another great playoff matchup as well. Pacers Heat. Pacers win it in overtime, 113-107. And Victor Oladipo with the big dagger in overtime to basically seal the win. Classic Victor. It's been a good Victor. How about the old... I'm just really kind of sad personally that the Souvlaki King Domantas Sabonis is still out. But Victor ends up with 23 points, 5 assists, 3 steals. Pretty bloody good, mate. Good job, Victor. Miles Turner as well. Look, just trick or treat Miles Turner over here. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. What are you going to do? But good job, Pacers. They needed to win that. The Heat creeping up from behind. No good, though. Losing OT. Clippers, they beat the Raptors, which was an absolute fucking shocker. I'll tell you that. 117-106. Crazy. Considering that the Raptors, their home record is an absolutely ludicrous 30-7. That actually now drops them behind the Houston Rockets. This loss. God damn it. What are you doing, Raps? It's like, look, we're going to play everybody, but we're just not going to be very good. Both DeMar DeRozan kit and Kyle Big Booty Larry had 11 points on a combined 7 of 22 shooting. Not good. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. He has 16 and 10. Leads the Raps. But the Clippers, man, killed it. Tobias Harris, 20 points. 19 for Montrezl Harrell. But Lou Will. Sweet Lou. 26. How's Milos Teodosic? 15 and 4-2. Good stuff. Clips keeping their noses in the race there in the West playoff hunt. The Knicks beat the Wizards. Oh, the Wiz. What are you doing, you utter morons? 101-97. The Wiz just crapped the bed. Real fucking hard. How's that, though? The Knicks have 8 players in double figures. Absolute joke. Whereas the Wizards had 5. Brad Beal, 14 points on 17 shots. Yeah, that'll sink you. As a team, they shot 42%. Not great. Not great at all. And look, Trey Burke kicked the crap out of the Wizards. Didn't think I'd be saying that in 2018, but there you go. I just did. Cantor, Enos the Penis, he had 10 and 11. Trey Burke, 19 points, mate. 8 of 15 shooting. And 0 of 2 from 3. Trey Burke just killed them. He got straight killed. What is that?
He got straight killed.
Bang. Love it. All right, moving on. Who else? They had the Celtics beat the Kings in Sacramento, 104-93. Terry Rozier. We're going to talk about him in the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Star of the Week Hall of Famer. So Terry Rozier gets a lot of love. Buddy Hield also popping off with another 20-plus point game. He had 21 and 6. Good job, buddy, Steph Curry Hield. Proud of you. You're coming along, pal. And how about the Blazers beating the Thunder, 108-105. CJ McCollum, 34 points. Huge game. Thunder shit the bed hardcore in this one. Rusty Westbrook, 23-8-9, but it's Melo that we're going to talk about and his performance that really fucked him. The Rockets beat the Hawks, 118-99. James Harden posted triple-double, 18-10-15. Not bloody bad. And the Jazz, the last game of the weekend, 110-91 over the Golden State Warriors because the Warriors had literally no one playing for them. Quinn Cook, 17 points again. Crushing it, mate. But yeah, the Wizards were without all of their dudes in this. Donovan Mitchell has 21 points on 19 shots. And Rudy Gobert, I am this Stafford Tower, 17 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks. Unbelievable. And Dante, how you doing, mate? Had a good showing too. 17 minutes, we'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch. Good shit, mate. Good shit. The Warriors, though, how is this starting lineup? Jesus. It is Quinn Cook, Patrick McCaw, Nick Young, Kevon Looney, and JaVale McGee. That's not even a fucking G League team, mate. Holy shit. Off the bench, David West, Iggy, Jordan Bell, Damon Jones, Zaza, Jesus, and Sean Livingston. Shit show. Anyway, so that is the weekend wrap-up. Not bloody bad. So let's quickly talk about this in the playoff update. So what's this mean for the East? The Bucks. So with their win, they climbed over the Heat once more. As on Sunday, Milwaukee beat the Spurs and Miami lost. So here's the current East setup. At the moment, we'd have the Raptors as the 1 seed playing the Heat in the 8 seed. Celtics are the 2 seed. They play the Bucks. Cavs, they're the 3 seed. They'd play the Wizards. And then the Sixers. That's right. Your Philadelphia Aussie 76ers are in the 4 spot and they play the Pacers 5. I kind of don't like the Sixers-Pacers matchup. Give me some Wizards there. I'd rather see the Sixers versus the Wizards. That'd be way more fun. Or just keep the Wizards fucking dropping. I don't give a shit, but I just don't like Sixers Pacers. A bit weird, a bit gross. So that's pretty weird. On the west-hand side, the slots are all the same as we left it on Friday, but the exception of Portland in the 3 spot, because they beat the OKC Thunder yesterday, gives them a little bit of breathing room in 3. Everything is much tighter. The Thunder, Pelicans, and Spurs, that's 4, 5, 6, are all knotted with 31 losses. Then the Wolves and Jazz behind them are in 7 or 8, and they've only got 32 losses each. The Nuggets have got 33, and they're in 9th, and the Clippers have got 34 losses, and they're in 10th. So, brutal. As it stands at the moment, the Rockets would play the Jazz 1v8. The Warriors would play the Wolves. Oh, tasty. Fuck, that'd be awesome in a first round, wouldn't it? Warriors-Wolves, 2 versus 7. Blazers-Spurs, 3-6. And then Thunder Pelicans 4-5. Pretty good. Pretty bloody good. How's that? That's your weekend wrap and your playoff, basically playoff, what? I don't know. Playoff picture? It's just so boring to say playoff picture, but there's a snapshot of the playoffs. As they'd stand, we've got a couple more weeks to go though. So lots of shit can change. We've got the Tank Palooza coming up, but let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
Nice.
Oh, LeBron James and his performance against the Nets. Holy shit. 37 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and they were down, man. This was a game that they needed to win, and he pulled them all the way back in it. He dunked Joe Harris into, like, the netherworld. It was great. He is playing absolutely fucking unreal lately. He also had 27, 6, and 9 against the Suns as well. So that is the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Weekend. It's LeBron James. You know where that goes.
This is going straight to the pool room.
I love it. All right, you ready for Old Mate No Mates for the weekend?
Old Mate No
Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates. Who's got no mates from the weekend? Ah, oh, is that our old favorite? Carmelo Anthony. What the fuck was that last play in that Thunder Blazers game, Melo? He gets the ball. Perfect. Rise up for a 3. Splash. Oh, nah, mate. Melo goes, oh, I'm not going to shoot this right now, bro. Brings it down. Instead of shooting basically a wide open 3, then gets double teamed instantly in the corner, is stuck, waste way more seconds, then just goes, oh, fuck, I'm not going to pass it. I better drive through these two dudes. Drives through the two dudes, nearly turns it over. Then rises up and goes, oh, I'm not going to shoot. I'm going to pass it, and loses the fucking ball. Game over. Melo, what the fuck are you doing? This was like one of the worst stretches of basketball any star player has ever had, I think. Like, the last 3 minutes were an absolute shit show. He missed like 4 threes. He missed multiple free throws. Melo ends up with 6 points total for the game. 3 of 13 he shoots. 0 of 5 from 3. How happy were Blazers fans watching this? Like, whew, bullet dodge there, bros. Fucking hell. The best part is Melo comes out after all this. He's like, hey, man, I don't beat myself up for misses. I mean, maybe not, but perhaps you fucking should, you moron. Because that's some of the worst basketball I've seen since I was driving the lanes against Leon Oldfield at Ballarat High School, mate. What the fuck? Also, Paul George and Carmelo, over 22 from three the last two games. Pretty shit. Hey, Melo, you don't beat yourself up about misses.
He's dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming.
Dreaming.
Dreaming. Absolutely dreaming. All right, Tankapalooza. I love these. The castle drops are the best. All right, let's get to Tankapalooza 2018, the update. Here come the tanks. They're rolling in. All right, they're rolling in hard. I love it. Tankapalooza time. We went 2 of 10 on the weekend. That is immense tanking. Great shit. 2 of 10. The two wins. One of them was unavoidable. The Magic beating the Suns. Two tanking teams playing. I love a good tank off. And the Knicks beating the Wizards out of nowhere like fucking idiots and putting themselves like further behind Chicago in the 8th and 9th spot. So, where are we at in our tanking rankings? Tank ranks? There you go, not bad. 1, Phoenix, they are in pole position for the number 1 pick in the NBA draft at 19-55. Just behind them, Memphis tied on wins, just behind them in losses because the Memphis only played once on the weekend. So, they're 19-54. So, there you go, Phoenix and Memphis 1 and 2. Atlanta by themselves in third now, 21-53. Just another chance to take Marvin Williams, bro. Then tied, so they're 21-53. Tied for 4, we have Orlando and Dallas at 22-51. Brooklyn, the Cavs pick, 23-51 behind them. Sacramento, 24-40. Randomly winning 4 of their last 8 games. What are you doing, Sacramento? If they had just like gone, ah, fuck it, throw in the towel, it's all over, they'd be in third. Classic Kings. Chicago, they're 24-49, and the Knicks, 27-47. What on earth are you fucking doing, you morons? Sacramento, 24-50. The Bulls are 24-49, and then the Knicks, just 3 wins off the pace, 27-47. Come on, mates, what are you doing? All right, there's your Tankapalooza 2018 update. Let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
You know who's coming for you, Lonzo? Fucking Big Dick Ben Simmons, that's who. Holy shit, this is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball over the weekend, or every night, basically. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball, and this weekend it was Ben Bloody Simmons. 10th triple-double of the year, dominated the Wolves, didn't have to play in the fourth, absolutely crushing it, mate. 15 points, 12 rebounds, 13 assists, and 2 steals, 5 of 9 from the field. Big Dick Ben Simmons. As mentioned, Donovan fucking Mitchell also had a cracker of a game. 35 points on 34 shots, though. Look, it's just not going to quite crack it. It was still better than Lonzo Ball, but Big Simmons, holy shit. Lonzo Ball, for his part on Saturday night, almost had a triple-double in the Lakers win over the Grizzlies on Saturday, but he didn't. 12 points on, get this, 13 shots, 5 of 13 shooting. He went 1 of 6 from 3. Now, you all know here on NBA Australia, we love looking at Lonzo's 3-point shooting numbers. He is currently 8 for 54 in his last 8 games. He's made a single 3 in each of his last 8 games and taken 54 fucking shots. What the fuck are you doing, Lonzo? Holy shit. Maybe it turns out shooting the ball from behind your left ear when you're right-handed isn't great form. 8 of 54, mate. Jesus, that is a more fucking like aggressive regression to the fucking mean than, I don't know, my dating pool and then actually, you know, hooking up with someone awesomely hot, like, oh mate, 21-42 before that, regressing hard. He also had 10 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 turnovers, but Jesus, Lonzo, that is an absolute fucking brutal one. And there you go, that is better than Lonzo Ball for today. And it's Monday, so what do? We always do a Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Week!
And so, look, I've talked a bunch of shit about Melo, but I'm going to flip it. He could be dickhead of the weekend because of that horrible showing. But at the same time, you got to remember that Carmelo Anthony's a fucking legend. Usually a bit of a dick. But when he's not a dickhead, he's awesome. He helped bus 4,500 kids from Baltimore to D.C. for the March for Our Lives gun control rally on the weekend. Mello, that's fucking awesome. On ya. I'm proud of you. That's awesome. That's fucking cool, man. 4,500 kids from Baltimore to D.C. to, rally for gun control, which, goddammit, man, we're in America. Fucking terrifying. I tell you that much. Good stuff. Hashtag on your mellow. Good job. All right, let's get to Yeah Nas right after these words.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. NBA Straya. Yeah Nas. It's Yeah Nas. We take some NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's do it. Number one, LeBron James spends $1.5 million on his body per year. Is that worth it? Yeah, nah. Yeah, of course it fucking is. So LeBron just tallied his first 2,000-point season since the 2013-14 year and became the oldest player in NBA history to produce at least 2,000 points, 500 rebounds, and 500 assists in a year. Thing is, 2,000 points, 500 rebounds, 500 assists. That's the eighth time he's done that in his career. That's clearly the most in NBA history. The best part is Michael Jordan, Kevin Durant, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Larry Bird, and Kobe Bryant have a total of six 2,000 points, 500 rebounds, 500 assists combined seasons. Six combined. Six of the best to ever play. Jordan, Durant, Johnson, Kareem, Bird, Bryant. Six. LeBron's got eight. Fuck me. Also, he damn near killed that boy, Joe Harris. Yeah, I think spending $1.5 million on his body per year is worth it. Number two. Amen. Will Markelle Fultz play this year? Yeah, nah. Maybe. Fuck. Only if he wants to, say the Sixers team docs at this point. So now it's kind of up to like Markelle to be like, all right, guys, I want to play. I reckon we'll see him this week. Sneaky, sneaky. Just get him out there for a bit of a run. See how the fella goes. What do you reckon? So yeah, nah. Yeah, I think we'll see Markelle Fultz. Number three, feeling better about Kyrie, even though he's out 3 to 6 weeks? Yeah, nah. I mean, yeah, this is kind of cool. So Chris Mannix tweets out, the fractured patella Irving had in 15 is fully healed. That's all fine. His knee has been found to completely structurally sound. So it's more to do with like the, he had like a weird sort of twinge on one of the ligaments. That's why it's 3 to 6 weeks. They're not entirely sure. So, they're feeling better about it? I mean, kinda. Yeah, nah, yeah. But the big question is, do you reckon Boston will get out of the first round now if Kyrie is not good to go? Yeah, nah, nah. I don't know, man. I don't think, like, if they played Miami, no Kyrie, I don't think they win that. So, maybe even the Bucks too. Like, Giannis would go out there and fucking smash. If Kyrie comes back and he's a little bit slow, shit. Boston might be lucky to get out of the first round. Nice one. Final one. Does Steph Curry's latest injury mean the Rockets are the favorite in the West? Yeah, nah. Yes, of fucking course. They're 60-14. And the Warriors have got no players. They're playing a G League team at the fucking moment. I still reckon all the Warriors' injuries are just sneaky rest, apart from maybe that Steph one. The thing is, it fucks him a little bit that the little dork won't be 100% healthy basically the rest of the year and not even back until the West semis, right? Like, how do you get continuity? It's like, all right, Kevin Durant, lead us. It's like, all right, man, now it's just Kevin Durant and, like, Draymond and, you know, fucking Klay Thompson coming back from a fractured hand. It's a bit weird, man. It's a bit weird. All right, time for the unpopular opinion of the day. It is the unpopular opinion of the day. Hey, I know that people hate LeBron, but fuck that. LeBron, $1.5 million a year in his body. He should do a Tom Brady and play till he's fucking 45. Break every record. Hang out with his kid. Get his kid on his team. That'd be fucking awesome. Bronny Jr., what up? I love it. That'd be fucking great. And if you say otherwise, go get fucked, mate. All right, you ready for Outback Takehouse? Do you want some shrimp with your take? Because it's Outback Takehouse. Also, here's a blooming onion. Don't know what the fuck it is, but here it is. Outback Takeouts for today. The Warriors' injuries are karmic payback for signing the coward Kevin Durant after winning 73 games. Oh, that is a fucking spicy Outback Takehouse. I love it. All right, good stuff. What do you reckon? Are the Warriors' injuries karmic payback for signing the coward Kevin Durant after winning 73 games and then winning a title with him? It's like, all right, so would you do that, though, if you're the Warriors, right? So you win one title in 2015. You lose to Cleveland in 16. You win 73 games and lose to Cleveland, don't forget. The next year, you have Kevin Durant. You win the title. So you've won 2 out of 3. And then this year, injuries. So maybe they don't win. Maybe they don't come back as good next year as well. Maybe like a bit of fucking tension starts popping off. They're getting a little bit older. A couple more injuries. Like, do this again. Could you imagine if the Warriors, with this fucking team, end up only winning 2 titles?
Interesting stuff.
It really is. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Bruce? And you're listening to NBA Street, right? Cheer, bro.
All right, we're back. NBA Australia's Australian Player Watch. We're going to talk about all Australian players, what they got up to on the weekend. Big Ben Simmons, as mentioned, the 10th triple-double of the year as they dominated the Wolves 15, 12, and 13. 10 triple-doubles, mate. That is unreal. Patty Mills, Patty Thrills. How's this massive win over Jingles Dante and the Jazz on Friday? And Patty Mills played 41 minutes, had 25 points. Unbelievable. That's his second highest scoring game of the year. He had hit 8 of 12 shots from the field, 7 of 7 from his old charity stripe there, 2 of 5 from 3, had 4 assists and 2 rebounds. 25 points, mate, on your baller. And then Sunday, couldn't back it up though in the loss to the Bucks. He played 32 minutes. He only had 4 points, goes 1 of 6 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 2 assists, and that's it. Bit of trick or treat patty cakes, man. Tough one. So he's 17 of 61 over his last 11 games from 3. Patty, not great. Not great. Come on, Patty. Let's get it. Jingling Joe Ingles lost, as mentioned, to Patty and the Spurs on Friday. He had 13 points, 4 of 9 from the field, had 4 assists, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals to the Jingler. Backed it up with a very similar game in a win over the Warriors on Sunday. 14 points, 8 assists. Not bloody bad. 6 rebounds. Oh, crushing it. And 2 more steals. Jingles remains the second best 3-point shooter in the league at 44.7% because fucking Darren Collison, the flog, is leading on about a third of the attempts of fucking Joe. What a prick. Fuck you, Darren Collison. Takes him more. He attempts less than half that Joe shoots per game as well. So his percentage is higher than Joe's on less attempts by a terrifyingly large amount. Fuck you, Darren Collison. Dante Exum, he's back and I love it. It's so good. Every time I'm watching the Jazz game and he pops up, I'm like, yes, I love you, Dante. Lost to Patty the Spurs on Friday. 10 minutes. He had 4 points, 2 of 2 from the field. Not bloody bad. 4 assists and 2 rebounds. So 4-4-2 in 10 minutes. Not bloody bad, mate. And then the win over the Warriors. He had 13 points, a season high in 17 minutes. He had 5 assists as well. 13, 5, and 1 rebound. Nice one, young fella. Love this. Bit better popping the Warriors in the basketball court as opposed to playing Fortnite, eh? Dally, no timetable on his return yet, which is a fucking goddamn piece of shit. Come on, Dally, I want you back. How about Thon McKerr? Thon song. Back-to-back 5-point games over the weekend. Friday against the Bulls had 20 minutes, 5 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 block and a steal. Filled up the stat sheet. Also had a massive dunk. Almost lost the ball at the 3-point line. Regathered it and then fucking dunked all over the Bulls. It was great. And then Sunday, win over the Spurs. 13 minutes, 5 points, as mentioned, 2 rebounds. Didn't fill up the stat sheet as much this time. How about bangers? Bainesy! The win over Portland in Portland. 19 minutes of battling the Bosnian bear, Jusuf Nurkić. How's that? The Bosnian bear versus the Mariba Man Mountain. Love it. 9 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 absolute rubbish fouls for Bainesy. And the best point is, sound the alarm. Baines, 3-point watch. He missed another one. He's 0 of 11 from 3 for the year. Come on, Bainesy, let's hit one. And let us know what, we need some suggestions for dumb shit we can do to celebrate if he actually does hit one. I'd love to see that. And then the win over the Kings on Sunday as well. 24 minutes, 6 points, 5 rebounds and 2 assists. Andrew Bogut, no team yet. He's back in Australia, mate. Just hanging out, going to the Formula 1. Talking shit about the southeastern suburbs. And Mango Matthew Young. Hey, Mango. He was up with the ones on Thursday back last week. Thanks to Dwight Howard's suspension, Mango got the call. Got the tap on the shoulder. Oh, Mango, in you go, dickhead. Played in the 61-point beatdown of the Grizz. Reckon he was the cause of it, mate. The best part was, because they kicked the shit out of him, he got 9 minutes. Scored the first NBA points of his career. Woo, Mango. On you, big fella. That is unreal. You got Wheaties, mate. 8 points, 4 rebounds and a steal in 9 minutes. The best part was, his first NBA points were a huge fucking slam. What a legend. This is great. On you, Mango. Back down with the Greensboro Swarm for their last game of the year. But hey, he's the two-way. Maybe he gets a little bit more run. And the final part of Australian Player Watch, Kyrie, as mentioned, had the procedure out for 3 to 6 weeks. Brutal. Brutal. All right, it's Monday. So what do we do on Mondays? It's time for the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Stars. And I just wanted to talk about Terry Rozier. How fundamentally badass is this motherfucker of late? So he had a career high 33 points last night against the Kings. 33 points on 12 of 16 shooting. That is Andrew Gaze-esque, including 8 3-pointers. He also had 5 rebounds and 5 steals, which is ridiculous. So how's that though? 33 points, 8 made threes. You know who's done that before? Literally 2 people ever, Terry Rozier. Andrew Gaze did it probably about 50 times in the NBL. But in the NBA, Denver's Michael Adams in 1991 and Damian Lillard in 2016 are the only two players with 8 made 3-pointers and 5 steals in a game since the three-point era began in 1979-1980. That is unreal. And the clincher for Terry Rozier, he's averaging 18.6 points, 6 rebounds, 4.2 assists as a starter since Kyrie's gone out. And of 5 players from the 2015 draft, there's only 5 of them who have had multiple 30-point games this year. Can you name them? Devin Booker, he's done it 22 times. The Zinger and Karl Anthony Towns have both done it 11 times. D'Angelo Russell has done it 3 times. And Terry Rozier has done it twice. There you go. Only 5 players have scored 30 points or more this year in multiple games. On you, Terry. That's fucking good. Fundamentally sound, you're an Andrew Gaze All-Star. All right, we'll be back with the game previews and the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board right after these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes. All right, let's do it. Look, Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board has not been updated since that Houston game, March 12th. So come on, Patty. You're killing me. So let's get to the game previews. Game previews. What do you think, Inadvertent Bane?
I believe there are 5 games on Monday. You were born into the NBA.
I was headed upside down. You grew in the NBA.
I was born here.
Knicks and Hornets. Gross. Fuck that game. At least Malik Monk gets to have a look at and see what he's missing out on as well, huh? He's missing out on Kylo Quinn yelling at Jeff Hornacek. That happened on Friday night. I think the Hornets win this because the Knicks, they need to tank even harder if they're going to maybe even try to catch Chicago. I don't think they will. They're too many wins up. It's tough. Give me the Hornets over the Knicks. Pistons at Lakers. Wait, no. Lakers at Pistons. 88, 89, and 2004 finals rematch. It's just this time, you know, it's shit. Lakers at Pistons. Blake Griffin versus fucking Lonzo the Chucker. Jesus. Should be fun, though. It's a great uniform matchup, isn't it? Unless the Pistons wear those horribly shitty Motor City uniforms. It's just like, hey, here's an idea. We've got a great blue and red uniform. Let's give them a shit blue and make it really fucking boring. Yeah, good job, Nike. What the fuck? Anyway, give me the Lakers in this. Sure, I think they'll beat the Pistons. Pistons are just so fucking weird at the moment. Nuggets at Sixers. The only good game of the night, basically. Big playoff game for both. The Nuggets need to win it. The Sixers need to win it to stay in fourth. Let's go, Simo! This is fun as hell, though. We've got Joel Embiid versus the Joker. Fun as hell. Nuggets at Sixers. Give me... Look, the Sixers are crushing it. I think they might win this. They've won 6 straight. The Nugs just hanging on by a thread. They're basically a game and a half behind the Jazz for 8th in the West. So I think the Sixers will take care of business. Grizz at Wolves. Ugh, I'm not going to watch that one. Wolves win that because the Grizz are the fucking worst. But don't forget, it's David Fizdale's fault. And then the final game of the night, Celtics at Suns. Celtics on their big West Coast road trip, sans Kyrie and most of their team at this fucking point. Jesus. Look, this is a bit tricky. There's no one left to play with this. Like, I might have to fly to Arizona, the Savo, just to fucking suit up for the Celtics. But look, Suns, they can't afford to win a game. They've won a kajillion. Well, they've lost a kajillion in a row. They need to keep that going. So look, given the Celtics, Suns have lost 11 straight. I don't think they're going to snap that. They're going to lose 12 straight. There you go. Good job, Celtics. Some good picks. Only one good game. But hey, Nugget Sixers is going to be awesome. And you know what? That's it for today. Oh, NBA Australian on Monday. It's always a long one. Just a lot to talk about, bro. That's it. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The NBA Australia Never Forget Today is going to be, I believe, a Luke Longley Phoenix game. Awesome. We had Nathan Jawai on the weekend, Patty Mills, Kyrie Irving. Good shit. Make sure you subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a listen. Chuck us a nice rating and review while you're at it. Tell a mate. Go, oh, do you like basketball? Listen to NBA Australia, you fucking idiot. And thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their new song, Stop, is an absolute rip snorter. Go request it on Triple J, would ya? Go on. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that is it, mate. Stick around for a new episode of Deli Reviews. And Deli today is reviewing Justice League. Oh, it's it's a classic too. Deli reviewing Justice League. Yep. As amazing as you'd expect. All right, that's coming up at the end of this, and that's it. This is NBA Australia. We'll catch you tomorrow. Now we're saying, Lederhosen!
Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Deli over here, just swinging by for my usual pop culture review for NBA Australia. It's because I'm all cultured and shit, eh? And look, some fucking joker was trying to tell me the other night, he's like, Deli mate, Coronatins are like not fucking cultured. And I'm like, fuck off, mate. First of all, it's a Corona, which is a fancy import beer. And second, fuck you, how good are cans? It's the perfect amalgamation, you fucking dickhead. Fucking Thon McCurr, fucking, whoa, fuck off, dickhead. Anyway, so I'm still in rehab, eh? Like, which is a bit fucked, because all Deli over here likes doing is playing fucking basketball, diving for loose balls like a mad cunt, eh? That and sinking Corona tins. I just fucking love it, mate. So it's fucking shit I can't play, but that's why you get to see me post these rehab videos and me doing a fuck ton of like chin-ups and hammy rolls and shit like that. Just out here working hard. It also means I've got plenty of time to catch up on the movies I missed during the season, eh? And sometime, somehow, I don't even know what happened, but I didn't get to tell you about Justice League, eh? So me and the missus watched it again on the weekend, and I'm all like, this is fucked. How have I not talked about this? Because, oh, look, you all know Deli over here fucking loves Batman and even that chicky fucking babe Wonder Woman, eh? So what better than a movie with both of them in it, eh? Fucking perfect. All right, so Justice League, right? Off the bat, I'm all like, where the fuck's Superman? And then they're all like, he's fucking dead, remember? And I'm all like, all right, sure. And then they keep beating you over the head with it. It's like, all right, I fucking get it. He's dead. Fucking hurry up and tell the fucking movie. Fucking mental. But anyway, so like there's a big bad fella bloke. He's like Steppenwolf or some shit. He rolls down and fucks up a bunch of shit wearing a sick ass helmet and beats the piss out of those other Wonder Women ladies on the Isle of Lesbos or wherever the fuck they are. And then Batman's all like, oh fuck, need to get a bunch of dickheads together to fuck this prick up, eh? Like me and my best mate Plugger from back home in Maribor when he recruited us all to play footy for the Maribor Football Club. He's like, oi, fuckheads, just come play. You get free snags and we'll smash tins after the game. Also, if you coat hanger like that fucking dickhead Steve-O over there, I'll give you like 8 tins each. And we're all like, too right, Plugger. See you there, you dickhead. And then we fucking smashed it. Kicked Steve-O's ass and fucking won the game. It was awesome. Anyway, so look, Batman, back to Justice League. He and like Wonder Woman, they go get like the Flash. He's a funny bugger, eh, that fella. And then that fish fucker Aquaman and that weird cyborg guy who I guess is like a cyborg or some shit. And then they have to stop this Steppenwolf fella in like the sick helmet and shit. And then like Superman rocks up too. And like that's about it. Like it was fucking sick, but it was also pretty fucking shit too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was all there for the fucking boom, boom, fucking fuck you, you can't fucking bang. But the rest of it's all like if I wrote it in like year 8 creative writing at Maryborough High School. Like, it's a bit shit, eh? Like, I love Batman, so it still gets 10 out of 10 Deli Ones, but shit, mate, like, can't just Superman just bash everyone? Like, where the fuck is the tension in the drama, mate? I've seen more tension in the convo between my mate Jabari and my mate old mate Greek Freak, I'll tell ya. Fucking weird. Anyway, Justice League, pretty good, but also pretty shit. And that's it from Deli for this week. I'll catch us next week. Alright, later cunts, Deli out!